Welcome to Point Nemo.
Hello.
We're your hosts, the losers.
The loser crew.
Here we are, week two of, or technically week two, right? Sober October.
Yeah.
At least in terms of the podcast.
Well, what's the date? The 13th, so yeah. Technically, you know. It'll be technically two full weeks on tomorrow on Sunday, but.
Fucking sucks.
I don't think so.
No, you're having fun on it.
I'm having a great time. I'm aware. I can remember things.
Right.
I feel like I'm moving forward. I actually just started a new song today, writing a new song.
No longer drunk driving.
Yeah, that too, dude. It's not like I got a DUI. I got away with it every time. But yeah, like, you know.
Now you remember driving.
Pushing that envelope. I actually usually remember the drive. It's the before and like right when I get home. And then like I'll remember watching like Netflix. Which,
yeah.
But yeah, it's nice remembering stuff.
I've enjoyed it more recently, but the first like week. Was
week was weird.
Pretty tough. Because I like, you know, talked about it. I smoked a lot of weed and and yeah, like I just like hit the withdrawals of, or at least what I read of withdrawals hard, and that was my biggest kind of takeaway in the last couple of days. Is that what happened?
I was biting a scab.
Oh,
ow!
I'm
not gonna do that.
Is that, yeah, I was just like living in all the withdrawal symptoms. Like I've wanted to escape the control that I felt like weed has had on me, and then I just let like the quote unquote withdrawals take over, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I started being addicted to those things, and it's been a eye opener for sure. Just cause like, you know, the classic ones of just like anger, like,
irritability.
Yeah. Just like snapping at like little things and just being like really, lethargic and sort of apathetic and just all these things. But it's also like the physical things were kind of what spurred on those like mental issues of just like, cause it was like, I was just hot all the time. And like
running hot,
just like sweaty and like kind of sick, and I just like started being like so much more tired, and like took a bunch of naps like every day. Fucking dumb, but had a big like awakening, rude awakening the other day because I just like snapped at Libby like a couple of different occasions, and just was like, I'm just like letting this be a problem instead of what it should be, and that's like not a problem.
Yeah,
but.
Bound to happen. I mean, if you're doing something all the time, I mean, I don't know why. It makes me nervous like when I hear that, because I'm honestly like, should I have already had like withdrawals or like something to that effect? But I feel like in working too, like doing, you know, landscaping or whatever, I feel like I've definitely like sweated out, like definitely had like some sweaty nights like the first week, like, yeah. Sleeping like AC was even on, and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's weird like how much we think we need these substances, and then when they're gone, like we'll kind of do anything it takes to like justify going back to them. But I mean, for you it doesn't seem like that, and
I don't know why.
I don't know, I think you're just like a fucking weird case.
I mean, it's honestly, it's a big realization of, you know, I mean, I've drank for 10 years. So, like,
right.
It's not like I drank every day, but the last year and a half, I was drinking almost every single day, filling up a full trash can within, like, 3 or 4 days or in a week, just of cans, and being like, that's a lot.
Right.
And it's not, doing that over is not going to change anything. So, I know where that goes. It's kind of boring.
And let's give a big pat on the back to Ben.
Yeah.
Because he's quit coffee, and he doesn't drink that much either, and he doesn't really smoke. He's an angel, I guess.
A saint.
But he's like stops drinking coffee for what that's his vice, I guess. So good for you, dude. Cheers. Some coffee.
Coffee. So good.
But yeah.
Maybe and, yeah, I don't know if you wanna
what?
I don't know. I just maybe I don't know if we wanna, you know. I guess we're just touching upon the last week. Keep talking about. Sorry.
No. What are you going to say?
I'm messing up the podcast.
What are you going
to
say?
I don't know. I just was wondering if we wanted to just talk about other things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't know. I didn't know. I just didn't want to get on a tangent about making like two whole episodes about Sober October.
I did want to just like catch up on those little
for
things.
Sure. Yeah.
And we, you know, for those of you that follow our Insta, we've been, well, only once. Together anyway, start working out, lifting some weights.
Yeah,
brought some weights over to Blazers and pumping that iron, trying to get a little healthy.
Pump.
I do jiu-jitsu on the side. Blake runs.
Oh, I ran one time around my block. I've been trying to do it again, but you know it's been raining and like
there's some cool shows on TV.
Yeah, there is. Got into Ozark.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah.
Still
Ozark is
closing up.
Where are
one.
You? Season one.
I'm on
still?
Season like I mean I'm on episode 8.
Nice.
Because I watch it like super late at night, and then I kind of get tired, and I like shut it off because I'm like I don't want to like. I've missed some stuff, for sure, and I'm just like I'm not. I don't know. I want to go back sometimes, but I'm kind of like I think I'll get it, and I like some shit's come together.
Yeah, the show's phenomenal.
It's really good.
If no one's watching that show right now, you gotta watch it.
It's pretty brutal. Like.
It is pretty brutal, and I mean, I'm a kind of guy that loves like dark stuff, and it's not dark like morbid, really. I mean, there are moments where it's like a little like some violence, I guess, but it's more just like the suffering that these people kind of are dealing with, and everyone involved in it.
I fucking hate. The character of the wife in it, I fucking hate
her. Oh, really?
Her.
She's like literally my favorite character right now.
I fucking hate her.
I don't remember how I felt about her in the beginning, but I've grown to love her so much. Like as the show goes on, so I'm curious where you'll end up with that. I don't.
Yeah,
remember
I might. I mean, I might.
When
like
I started,
have hated characters and they've grown in other seasons, but she is such a fucking piece of shit.
That's why I could never get into Breaking Bad because I hated.
She's fucking. You hate her. Skyler,
you're like supposed to hate her.
You hate her through like the whole fucking series. She's terrible. Great actress though.
Yeah, imagine how she feels like as a person because like you know people can't like change their view of you, especially if you're not in a bunch of stuff. You know, you're just like known for one thing, and it's that. She probably people are probably like, you're a bitch.
Who's the fucking, I don't know, I don't even know who the actress is who plays the wife in Ozark, but when I say I hate
her name.
The wife, I don't mean, I do not hate that actress, because she's been in shit, and I've liked her.
Yeah,
like,
she's been in a,
But even the actress who plays the wife in, it's like, I don't hate that actress at all, character, though, because like you, that's the respect. I mean, that's the thing, I love that those actresses for the fact that they play characters that I absolutely despise.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She's so horrible though in Ozark. Like she's terrible. She cheats on him and like she pulls all that like, you know, if you have this video of me like fucking him and like why didn't you do any? Like that's such a fucked up play to make someone feel bad. Like why didn't you do anything? It's like because you were fucking somebody.
Right.
And sure, he wasn't like intimate. I get the whole breakdown of like rationalizing it, but it's like you fucked somebody else.
Right.
So like you're fucking kind of in the wrong there.
It's interesting where
spoiler
that
alert
goes.
Too. He fucking gets pushed off of like a 50-story building or 80-story building, and he dies. And like that was one of my favorite.
Yeah, that was so
fucking
surprising.
Lines is when they're sitting in the fucking car. Spoiler alert! All of this is a spoiler. So if you want to watch Ozark, skip this. Skip to the 45-minute mark because we talk about this for half an hour. No. One of my favorite lines is they're in the minivan, like in the Ozarks, and they're getting into some argument. And he says, I think the dude's name is like Gary or something. And he's like, you know, the sound of Gary hitting the pavement is like puts a smile on my face or something.
Yeah,
he says something so fucked up and it's really fucked up. And she slaps the shit out of him.
And then punches him. That
really
was the
hard.
Greatest thing. She's like, slap.
And then she punches him. But it's like, if you're a dude and like, if you're like, you know, like you hear him say that, it's like one of those things where you're like, you don't know if you could feel that way. Cause it's like a dude fucking smacking the pavement, like right in front of you. It's
right
fucking
in front
brutal.
Of him.
But to like feel like, I don't know, it shows his character's sort of coldness in a way.
Oh, like, yeah. Whether he means it or not, it's like a very messed up thing to say.
I would probably say something like that just to piss her off.
And that's probably exactly what he meant, you know?
Because that's a nightmare. I mean, he probably relives that, like the character.
My favorite part is that it hits the ground and he just turns and he leaves.
Yeah. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah, it's like, because like half part of him must know that his wife's probably upstairs.
Well, and the other part, well, no, he does, because she funnels the money out. She's trying to take all the money, and that's why he goes to that apartment, because I don't know if it's the somebody gives him a tip that she's at the lawyer's apartment,
right?
Because he goes to the bank and he like can't take out the money or something, or she's trying to get
money. Yeah.
But like the other great part is that this is why I don't like the wife, is when he drives away, the dude who's like threatening his whole family's lives calls him, and he like basically gives the option that he could like kill his wife right there for being like a cheating whore and trying to take the money and fucking run.
Right.
And he doesn't. And in the series, she's just like, it's like, it's so weird the way they accurately portray, like, she's a great character because she's exactly like all of us are. Like, you could cheat on somebody and have your life threatened, and that person you cheated on could save your life, and like later you're punching and hitting them and bitching about stupid shit and you forget the fact that like he could have like let you die.
Right. Yeah, it's a
really well done show.
It's so good. I mean, everything about it is good. I mean, the thing I take away from that particular thing is like quite a few things actually, because you know, it's hard for me to entirely hate her from the get-go with all of that stuff, because in this society, it's like, I don't want to get too like preachy or whatever, but in this society, it's a classic thing, and it's very easy to say and blah blah blah. There's so many different factors that determine like what I'm trying to explain, but basically, on paper, it's like a girl cheats on her husband, she's a slut. And a guy cheats on his wife or whatever, and it's like it's kind of cool.
Well, no, I mean,
you know what I mean?
I would say stereotypically, but I think nowadays he's a fucking asshole.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like it's not like, but
well, especially,
but he's
yeah,
not a slut,
later. Right? But you know what I'm trying to say
though?
That's the
thing. It's like, he's not considered a slut.
It's like there's like just this like sort of air about it that makes it a thing. So that's what I find very interesting about the show, is because they do, especially in season one, kind of drive that home. Like Marty's very like, why'd you do this to me? And you cheated on me. And it's kind of like, you know, the thing I look about is obviously, yeah, he's like not as intimate and he's not connected, whatever. But it's also like she's very much aware and has been aware of like the kind of danger that he's like put them in, you know? And so like that's why I think when she like hit him in the car, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, you're right to do that because everything's a fucking mess now
because of him,
you know. And she knows that she's did something wrong, but at the end of the day, they're both pretty bad people, you know. Yeah. And they have kids, and it's a great part of the show that kind of keeps going on, is like that they keep like, you know, like letting their kids know more and more of what's going on and blah blah blah, but then they also try to like rein them in and still like parent them the right way. But it's like, you guys are awful. Like you guys just keep lying and ruining people's lives, kind of like.
Well, I feel like what pisses me off about her is like you're saying, like he's always like whining like you cheated on me, but I feel like he never comes out of the fucking gate like you cheated on me. It's her bitching about something and he's like, you fucked somebody else, right? Like go fuck yourself, you know what I mean? Like put a fucking cork in it and fucking do your own thing, you know? Like he said, it's like they mutually stay together as like a partnership, like a business partnership. They're not together anymore.
Well,
but I did see like they have this really weird sex scene.
Right.
Which was really strange. Weird. And put it this way, we're talking about fake people. These people don't exist, and they are very bizarre. Like, they're very bizarre, well-acted characters that do come off as real, which is why, like, we're talking about it. Because it's like they're really portrayed very realistically and very messed up people.
Well, I imagine that this is obviously, there are people that are just like them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, just like accountants that get just like asked to do this.
Yeah,
I wish that someone had asked me to do it.
Can you do accounting?
No, I don't. I can't even count. But yeah, no, the show's just so fascinating. Yeah, and without like a spoiler to you, you eventually get to a point in season two where you get a little backstory to the wife.
Oh, okay, cool.
It kind of like kind of shows you why, because the reason I didn't like her so much in season one especially is because she's so like Stepford Wives, sort of like very like fake, you know, and yeah, very like, I don't know, I can't explain it, but yeah, such like a great robot. Acting for that, you know, for that actress, like, but you start to see why she's kind of like that as season two especially goes on. It's such a fucking good show, and it's so great. Like Jason Bateman, I told you this, directs like almost every episode, it seems, pretty sure almost every other episode at least. But yeah, check out Ozark, you guys, and tell us what you think about it.
Definitely comment on that shit.
It's looking great. What else is going on in this fucked up world, man?
Oh yeah, we got that old gene.
The what?
Oh,
that's an old one.
I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why I was, yeah.
I
don't know.
Talk about
that fucking hurricane that ripped through Florida and destroyed like everything.
Dude, I don't follow the news at all right now, which is kind of whatever. I'm usually really good about it, but this year I've kind of taken a back seat. I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I actually didn't hear about it because I was actually not listening to NPR for like the first day at work, and I got like, and then I went to fairgrounds to see my father, and all over the news it was just showing like the devastation, like Hurricane Michael, I believe, just ripped through Florida, destroyed so much shit. So, you know, all the love goes out to everyone in Florida for an unfortunate another fucking disaster.
Yeah, I want to know, like, I mean, what I see sometimes about that stuff, I don't think it was this hurricane, but like previous ones this year in particular, I always see like people posting these very interesting videos of like CNN reporters out there like fighting like a gust of wind, you know, and they're like they're like kind of falling a little bit, and they're like ah, and then like there's this one particular one where they're doing that, and they're like, oh, we're out here and we're trying to stand, and we can't, it's so hard. It's like, and then like behind in the background are like two guys like calmly walking, just like, it's like, so what's, is it just that little area he's standing in and he's not aware that, I don't know.
I mean, the news is messed up.
And there was another one too where it was like showing the guy like submerged or something like that.
Oh,
but
no,
then there was
somebody,
a behind the scenes shot, or somebody was filming it with their phone. And then like after the take, he like stood up. He was like on his knees in the water or something.
Well, then and there was one where I think a newscaster was in a kayak, and it was similar to what you said. They're in a kayak and people are like walking in like ankle deep water, like behind them, and it's right, like right there. That's pretty much just the street flooded.
Very weird. That's kind of why I don't watch the news or catch up with any of this shit. Because
I didn't pay attention to that. I mean, what I saw was literally like a drone flying through like a broken down like high school gymnasium. Right. And it just showed like footage of like the devastation across the board.
No doubt, really, is it bad? And I'm not like saying it's not.
No, but when you see a newscaster over exaggerating, that's fucked up. Yeah, like, that's fucking exploiting like a disaster for like fucking ratings. And
I guess like, the news probably would never say this, but this is one way to like look at it maybe in a positive way, is that even if they're exploiting it, they're at least bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
Because
but you could literally take the people out. You could just have footage of what happened, and people would probably get the gist that something bad happened.
I guess they just like, it's for sure for ratings, but yeah, just like try to like think maybe it's their way of like getting people ready to like help. You know what I mean? And help just like they did last year. Get another shot of Obama, Trump throwing paper towels to everyone to dry off.
Yeah, that's great. You ever use a paper towel to dry off anything? It doesn't work. Anything. Bounty, Brawny, none of it. Maybe Brawny. It's got the guy with the flannel. But then you should probably just use a flannel.
Or just a towel.
Just a dish towel. Anything will work.
But,
We could, you don't watch the news, but you got to be up to date on some stuff on the internet somehow. You know that Kanye stuff that was going on?
Well, he had lunch with Obama. I keep saying Obama.
No, dude.
Lunch with Trump?
Well, it wasn't just lunch. Do you not like Reddit, like anything? Because it's like, all right, well, this was like really weird. It's not weird, apparently.
Is it the thing on his phone?
That was hilarious.
Because that was fake.
Oh, his password 000000.
I don't know if that's fake, but the thing that pops up is fake.
No. But who cares? I saw they put multiple. Like, one was like a girl, an image of a voluptuous model. I really hope it's not fake that his password's. It's funny because it doesn't matter. Like, what are you going to get? Kanye's phone? Who cares? But it's hilarious that he's just like. Zero, zero, zero. It's all zeros. Like, that was funny. That was so funny.
That's good.
But, I mean, I didn't realize until like listening mostly on the radio that he is I didn't realize he was a really big Trump supporter.
Oh yeah, Kanye loves him.
I knew like he had met with him. I also, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, anybody out there as well, I'm pretty sure he was diagnosed with some type of psychological disorder of some sort. I don't know how severe it was or if it was. I wouldn't say it was bipolar or anything. I wouldn't specify it, but I'm pretty sure he went through a mental breakdown where he came out and.
Yeah, I think he definitely has some sort of like mental thing. I mean, you can just tell sometimes in his interviews. I thought he was like, I don't know, diagnosed, or maybe it's just speculation that he's like kind of schizophrenic.
Yeah, that was not like I think what I heard.
Not like the crazy thing that we see in movies or whatever that he's like seeing like shit, but like multiple. Maybe a personality disorder on some level. And like, you know, most people do. Roseanne's always had mental disabilities. And
did you see the new show?
What? Her new show?
We're gonna go
Connors?
Yeah, which is like they took the entire cast of Roseanne and basically made a new show because she blew it.
Yeah.
On the new Roseanne show by having that quasi racist tweet or whatever it was. But really on a side note there, great new South Park episode about Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, tweeting really obscene tweets and always blaming Ambien. It's hilarious, and I totally think that's just like the funniest shit ever. Like because I feel like that was the Roseanne thing. Everyone for who sure. tweets, no, I took Ambien.
Well, I mean,
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've always defended Roseanne in these things because, and I'm basically just gonna like repeat the things that I've heard. But like Roseanne was on Rogan the other day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She's been trying to get on for a while, and he wants her on, and wanted her on, and so he had her on. And you know, like that whole thing, the moment it started, I was just like so disappointed in everyone, because, and Rogan says it best, he's like, you know, they don't care who it is. It's like when the moment comes along for some, like especially these like social justice warriors to jump on something, they don't give a fuck who you are. They jump on it and they take everything they can from it, and they obscure things. Apparently, I don't know too much and I don't know where they were, but apparently her tweet was reworded or just like they added words to it on certain things. And I mean, she's for sure crazy, and crazy in a good way. I think she's a comedian. People like choose to like forget that with some of these people. Yeah. Like she's a comedian. She's very funny. She's very talented, dude. That show, the reason that fucking Roseanne was so great in the 90s and why it was even better when it came out was because of her. Like she had almost everything to do with what ended up being like written for that show. Like
and Tom Arnold leached off of her.
Yeah, right. But yeah, that show was good. And I really was like, I didn't watch much of the new show, but I watched the first episode and a couple little clips of other ones. And I just thought it was so cool. I was so happy that it was happening because it was finally something that brought the two sides together, you know, especially in this whole Trump era. It was like Roseanne in real life is a Trump supporter. So naturally her character is going to be a Trump supporter. And her kids aren't, you know, it was so like, it was such
it's relevant.
Yeah.
And real.
It's so relevant because imagine how many families are exactly like that. I mean, I know Libby's family is like that, you know, like her parents love Trump and her brothers love Trump, but she's kind of like the only person that doesn't. And
I mean, I guess my thing with Trump is I don't know. He's a big like turnoff as a
he's
person.
A turd.
He is. He's just like a very big like. He's just really like, it's not even the shit he says. He's repulsive to look at, and he just doesn't really come off as anybody I would want to like get behind for anything. I don't even care what The Apprentice sucked.
Oh yeah,
fucking show sucked.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
Everything he touches sucks.
Yeah, I don't like the guy at all for sure, but I do not hate him as much as most people.
I mean, I don't
do.
Hate him, but I don't like him at all.
Yeah, I don't
like. I don't hate. I'm not like putting negative hate towards him, but I do not. I kind of wish he would just disappear and go back doing his own fucking thing and not be the president of the United States. But that obviously is a wish. Wish in one hand, shit in the other. See which one fills up first. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that
he's there.
I'll be more interested to see what happens when it's all said and done, and he is out of office, whoever our next person is, because
unless he gets fucking a second term, which would be
insane.
That would be pretty. It was insane enough that he won in general, though. So it's like, would it really be that crazy if he went 8 years? You know, like,
I mean, we got Obama for 8, so it's
I say John Waters for president. Honestly,
I say Jim Carrey for president.
Oh my god, that would be incredible.
Or I don't know. Joe Rogan, honestly, would be a great president.
I have no doubt that he would be, but I really just wouldn't want him.
Oh,
I want him to
a,
do him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want him to
do. He would never, ever do it. But,
thank God. He can't. He works out too much.
Yeah. He's too busy.
Oh, but the Kanye thing in correlation to this president thing, he was on the radio just, you know, being more actively outspoken about Trump, and he said something to the effect of, like, you know, whether you like him or not, it's an interesting perspective to take, because it's like, if you do or you don't like him, I'm not gonna say smart or dumb thing to say, but it's like an interesting thing to take on. He's basically like, whether you like it or not, like, he's our president, he represents us, so like, we almost have to make him look good, like, we have to keep him in check. And
that's
kinda
true to a point, for
it
sure.
It is. But it also, I mean, you know, we're all individuals, and you don't have to sit there and, you know, take it just because it's like what you have to do. Like, everyone has their own minds, like, form your own opinions and think the way you want. But
well,
it's
and
like,
that's
he's
his
not completely wrong in a political and on a world scale and in a media sense. He's definitely right. But none of that shit matters.
Well, also what you said about a lot of people, like, but thinking for yourself and stuff, like, that was his big thing when he first came out and said that he wanted that he liked Trump. I think it was mainly to get a reaction from the world,
which does a lot of. What was it? George Bush doesn't care about black people,
right? And George Bush hates black people.
And honestly,
that was the funniest shit.
The funniest shit. Mike Myers' face. That is priceless, dude.
So good.
Did you know? Another side note
that he does the voice of Shrek.
He does the voice of Shrek. No,
Kanye,
did you know
does
that,
the voice of the donkey.
Did you know that Mike Myers, George Harrison wrote the last letter he ever wrote to Mike Myers in regards to Austin Powers, like, before he died, in regards to Austin Powers, and this part might be a little inaccurate, but I think I read it, that Mike Myers received the letter the day George Harrison died.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I read that, and I was like, I mean, I guess if you're Mike Myers, you're not going to talk about that, but still.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's really weird. But
Kanye, I think what he said is important, though, and it's kind of like overlooked lately, is he defended himself for saying that he likes Trump is because, and the reason he probably like was a little belligerent about why he kept saying that he supported Trump was because everyone expects a black man to not like Trump.
Yeah.
You know,
but anyone
like,
can like
anyone
whoever they
can.
Want,
and it's like
it shouldn't be about that for sure.
Yeah, you know? So it's just like it's just weird. But
I, in all honesty, when you really break it down, it's weird that Trump's president. So is it really that much of a stretch that Kanye West would support him?
Exactly.
So it's like if you go into it, everyone talks about we're living in 1984, or even that movie Idiocracy, which is an amazing movie and definitely very relevant to like the insanity and where we are as a society, but it is really, is it really that much of a stretch? Like Trump becomes, Trump's our president.
Yeah.
We're all shocked. I mean, liberals and Democrats were crying because Hillary didn't win. Like
that was weird.
That was a really big first and a definite, and I'm not ripping, I do not want to rip on liberals or Democrats. I'm ripping on people. Definitely a big, you know, push and a big sign of like what George Carlin would, you know, was calling the pussification of society. It definitely was evident when people are crying about their candidate not winning and not, you know, just accepting the fact that it happened. But also in politics, you know, with the Russian hacks and all of the things that come up, and even voting in general, the Electoral College, it makes a lot of sense. It doesn't make sense really to cry about it, but it does make sense to afterwards be like, why did that happen? Like, it doesn't seem like it should have happened. Either way, either one of them, Trump won, but had she won, I mean, oh my God, we would be in the same position.
I think we would be almost exactly in the same place.
Maybe a little more militarized. Maybe.
I just know that, like, you know,
less
I can see why some people probably, you know, were so devastated that he won and cried and all that. It was probably because they immediately saw a future of like hell, like, and just, I mean, nukes or whatever. But it's like, look what's happening right now. Is there anything that is really that much different? I don't really know.
No.
Again, because I don't really follow too much of this shit. Like, but life for people like us, I don't think it's changed.
No, life goes on for Americans and in America.
Still broke.
Everyone's still broke, but honestly, everyone's still like, I just saw, like, I once again, I don't want to rip on people, but I just saw some news thing yesterday morning. First time I've watched Good Morning America in forever, but you watch that shit and showing some neighborhood in Boston, they've been without gas, so they can't cook food, so they're getting takeout. And like, I'm not gonna lie, most of the people they were interviewing were heavier set people, and they're getting takeout, and it was like a story about how they're living without gas and can't cook, but they're still able to get takeout. And it kind of reminds me of like that whole aspect of like, well, Trump's our president or Hillary's our it's like, who cares? We live in fucking America. Like, shit's pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
you're still getting
really
takeout, essentially, is what
still
I'm saying.
Still got that Taco Bell.
You read about anywhere else. Like, I'm not going to say our country isn't flawed and we're not like messed up like other parts of the world, but there's a lot worse things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw a video. It's from years ago, but it's probably still the case in some places anyway. But there's this one place that they were drying out mud patties. They were just literally putting mud, making patties, drying them out, and selling them and eating them.
Yep, I've seen that.
Fucking,
it's horrible.
Insane, dude. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, you know, Trump would... How about some of those places? That would be cool, but obviously he can't... He's not the only one making decisions.
On a brighter note, I read this really awesome thing that like brought me to fucking tears. Maybe it's just because I haven't smoked weed in a while.
getting sentimental.
So Flint, Michigan, you know about Flint, Michigan?
They haven't had water for three and a half years.
I think about four.
Well, actually, they haven't had. They've known they've had shitty water.
Yeah.
It just got to a breaking point 4 or 3 years ago.
But this one school in particular, there, they don't have clean drinking water. Blah blah blah. Elon Musk gave $500,000. Dropped $500,000, and they'll have clean drinking water starting
in all of Flint.
Just at the school,
at the least. Well, if they're school. Honestly, well, then at least everyone can probably go to the school and fucking get water.
Go drink out the faucet.
Like, who gives a fuck about all the other shit we were just talking about and shit like that? When it's like there's a town in America that hasn't that like it's like fix it, just fix
Seriously.
It. What is it like? Elon Musk has to come out. Is Elon Musk going to come out of the woodwork and chip
everything?
Away at fucking everything? Because it's
so.
Like, come on.
But either way, like,
he's fucking.
He's
I don't
a chief,
care.
Dude.
I don't care.
Elon Musk should be fucking president, bro.
I honestly, Elon Musk should be fucking president of Mars when
of
we fucking
world.
Colonize that
yeah,
place
yeah.
and we can start over. Because this place is going to shit.
No, but
no
I mean, like,
fix the
like,
infrastructure that's already here.
But it just like when I saw that, I just like. Yeah, it made me like cry a little bit because it's like it's just unbelievable what he does, and his like everyone wants to like throw stones at fucking people like him, you know? It's like, yeah, he's a little quirky and so what? He fucking made a flamethrower that's not a flamethrower. And like,
it was supposed to be for the zombie apocalypse, apparently, too.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's exactly
but he does
it.
He does.
He's just weird.
He's like fucking SpaceX, all the shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's like he does. He's going to space.
Do you want the guy that's saving the world to be a fucking nerd? A fucking tight ass, dude? He's fucking a little silly, but he's doing all of this shit. And he doesn't like demand to go on CNN or wherever and talk about it.
I know.
He just fucking does it behind the scenes. It's like that shit with the cave. It's like, I didn't know that happened. I couldn't even believe it when you said it.
Yeah.
And I had to look it up, and I looked
that's
it up.
That's what I mean. You got to look for the shit he's doing because he's not putting it. Which I get. It's like not to sit here and like stroke him off like we're fucking brown nose. Well, I mean, but still, I don't want to appear like, you know, I don't really care how we appear. But still, at
Point
the same
Nemo
time,
is brought to
I
you
think
by
that
Elon
shit
Musk.
Is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's definitely like a shining example of what innovators and people with, it's not even just money. Like he knows he like fixes shit with his like fucking ideas. Like that's a big part of it.
Well, but that's I think also
that's
was
like,
it.
Okay, I'll say this. It's like that's like let's say 30% of it. The 70% is fucking money. Like you got to get that money to do that shit.
Yeah, I mean $500,000. He just dropped it.
But
and
I did see a thing.
I think he like designed or came up with the system used to make the water clean. Some like reverse osmosis shit or something. Shout out to Osmosis Jones.
If you, there was some video I did see of him talking, though, and it's like one of those things, I don't know. You know, people, there was a really funny movie, Get Hard, where Will Ferrell is like an executive and like he gets blamed for laundering money and he goes to prison and Kevin Hart teaches him to fucking be a hard ass so he can make it through prison. But one of his bosses, Will Ferrell's boss, says, you know, when I started out, I had nothing except for an $8 million loan from my father. And it's like one of those things. But like Elon Musk has a story where he's like talking about renting an office with, I think, his brother or a friend starting all the shit he's done. They rented an office and lived in it.
Mm.
And he's like, we would just code 24/7 because he knew if the dude next door was coding 8 hours a day and taking off, he could get ahead.
Right.
And he could do more, and he could get, and not even get ahead of that dude. He just wanted to go, like, just go. And it's like, that's the mentality, is just to kind of keep, like, I don't know. He's just got a good mentality about, like, innovate, like, don't stop. You just don't stop doing it.
Well, that's what all of those successful, rich-ass motherfuckers have, is that mentality of, like, I mean, and we all see it. Like, we all see those, like, kind of, like, I don't know, affirmations you might want to call them, or just like those, like, you know, when you're on like Instagram or whatever, you see like things that like kind of are meant to inspire you or whatever.
Yeah.
And just like one of them is like that I saw recently that I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, and it's a little weird or whatever, but it's like, I want to be rich. So I'm trying to tap into this. It's just like, treat money like you would treat your lover. You know, have a value in money.
Not a good example for me.
I'm just saying, like, because, like, imagine if you had, like, oh, I see what you're saying. No,
yeah,
but like,
my, if that's the case, my money just leaves me.
No, but like,
no, but it, not, you know,
yeah, it's like
two-way street.
have a real sense of value in money, and it's hard for people like us because it's so, it goes against like the natural instinct for people like us, I think, is because we look at rich people and go like, and we kind of have our noses down to them, you know, because most of them are kind of douchey, especially here, you know?
Yeah, but not all of them.
But I'm just saying, for like, sure. it's like a weird thing of like, and I think that's why so many people stay down in the dumps and are broke and miserable all the time, is because there's this conflict of being yourself, but also like
you're just mad
living like a rich person, you know, like
yeah.
Have to be frugal and all this stuff. And I don't know. I want to start flipping houses, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that sounds like a viable option, but I just don't know a fucking thing about it. So
you just buy a house and you buy a real shitty house. And you fix it up and then you sell it for more than you bought it for and you do it again. And again.
There are other ways to do it too. Yeah. And apparently there's this thing called wholesaling and you essentially buy and sell a house without spending any money. Sounds really weird, but I mean, people do it, I guess. But I think in some states, most states, wholesaling is not something that happens. But anyone that knows how to flip houses, you want to teach me, hit me up, please. No, I am interested in that. I've been watching a lot of videos about it and
yeah.
trying to because I'm like, it'll never happen. Let's just say it right now. I'll never be fucking rich, but I can dream, dog.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming right now. I'm trying not to make it just a dream. I'm trying to make it so that the opportunity comes along my way and I can at least recognize it, because I just have been living life in such a way where I'm not saying opportunities to make me a successful person have come up my way, but I would never know because I've always been such a dark dude, down on myself, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And I feel like it has happened. I remember one time I was doing a show, theater, a play. After the show, the stage manager came up to me and was like, "Oh, someone's in the audience, waiting for you." And I'm like, "Oh, what, who?" And they're like, "Oh, I don't know. His name's Chris." And I went out there and it was some director or something. I can't even remember. And when I walked out there, I didn't recognize him. And so I immediately got kind of giddy. I'm like, this is my big break. It's going to be somebody that is I want to put you in movies.
I want to put you in the movies.
Are you Werner Herzog, dude?
The cave filled with the paintings of all the people. You look very similar to the first humans.
The bears attacked Timothy and they ripped off his face.
Timothy McVeigh was a very, very disturbed child.
But so I walked up to him and he was a cool guy.
Was it Chris Columbus?
No, it was Chris Pratt. No.
Fuck! I thought it.
No, it was just some guy. It was it was obviously not a celebrity or anything like that.
Was he "Do you want to be in?"
He was just, I don't remember exactly the conversation, but it was something like, "We're making a movie. I'm curious. What is your contact? Blah blah blah. What have you done movies before?" He was asking me all this stuff, and I remember looking him up, and it wasn't. I'm not gonna be able to say it the right way, but I looked him up and he wasn't anything. Nothing was attached to him in any way that looked crazy. The big thing.
Yep.
And that wasn't exactly what made me never follow up or anything. And I don't think I really heard back from him either, but it was probably just my energy in the situation that allowed for nothing to come out of it,
Yeah, maybe.
And who cares that he wasn't it's not gonna be the first, I'm not gonna fucking, make Spider-Man and be the new Spider-Man. It's not gonna be 13. The first thing that I do is something big, and it's not gonna be I work with someone big. I mean, I've done movies and it's just I don't know, it's just that's how I've always dealt with life. It's here's another sort of affirmation thing that has I've been trying to let inspire me lately, and it's something to the effect of I'm ready for what is it? It's I'm ready to accept I can't even think of it. But basically what it is, it's the thing that you're dreaming of, the vision, the sort of goal you have in mind, even if it's some ridiculous thing, It's I want to be a famous movie star and have all this money. That's that's not what I'm saying. Thing.
But if you what you want.
It's okay. Well, something greater could be in store for you, or something greater could be the outcome. Maybe you'll be an all right movie star and still have a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to remember the thing. It's just it's just the idea of opening yourself up to a better outcome than the dream you have in mind, yeah. And it's if you have such a specific goal, some people might argue that, yeah, just shit. Shit my pants.
It sounded like my cheeks fart.
But,
no butt cheeks.
But, it's because of how I'm sitting. My ass is, spread apart. You ever do that where you're, maybe you're in, a public place or whatever? But, no, I'll do that where I'm, in a public place or somewhere.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, this is going to be loud.
So you fucking...
So I move my butt cheek apart.
I don't. Yeah. I try really hard not to fart, and it hurts.
I hate the buildup.
It hurts because it gets worse and worse.
Yeah, and I'll mainly do that if it's in a group of people, so that because I know no one's gonna say anything.
Do you
be like, everyone's stinking?
I wonder what the energy was wrong with that director. Maybe he was just
Well, I mean, let's put it this
way. I guess,
way.
Yeah, maybe it was just off at the time.
Well, when opportunity comes knocking at the door, it's not expecting to beg you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just coming by to see, are you ready to go? And if you're not ready
it's
to
not
go.
Dragging you out of bed.
No, definitely not. I mean, maybe I'll bleep out his name. I don't know. But the guy that I worked on these two movies with here, well, I've done three movies here, but two of them were done by the same guy. I'll just say Jay Craven. I'll shout out to him. I'm not going to say anything bad or anything. But what I'm saying is that, like, working on those films was, like, a great experience. And with him in particular, it's not that I feel like – it's not that I've ever felt like I do like want – like, I need to keep working with him. Or, sorry, I should say, like, that he should, like, ask me to work on him. He has. And, like – every time I want to make sure that I audition for it. Not to say that that probably goes without saying in his mind. But you know what I mean? I'm not like expecting to be in the movie.
Yeah.
I want to like, you know, audition for it and whatever. My audition for the second film I did with him was so fucking embarrassing, horrible. I'm so like grateful that he even put me in the fucking film because it was
sometimes they
horrible.
Know. Well, sometimes that's, I think, where your previous experience with the person can kind of kick in as sort of like a, you know, I know he could do better.
Yeah.
It just might be the moment. I mean, that's what I feel like acting or art, and sometimes it's the moment, dude. And sometimes the moment's fucking not right at all, but the doesn't
auditioning
mean,
is
it doesn't
so
mean,
awkward anyway.
Let's, like, that would be like, I mean, personally for me, it would be like someone being like, write a song. And just being like,
Right.
But, like, who knows? Maybe one day someone could say that and I could.
Right,
and I could write it right then. But it's like, yeah, sometimes you just don't have it. But obviously in working with you previously, he knows the potential that's within you. So it's not like being like, this one audition is like, fucked.
Yeah.
Like, he can't act anymore. Like, he's done, dude. Like, he used up all his acting juice and it's gone. Like,
but, yeah, I'm hoping to audition and be in his next one.
Nice.
But basically... yeah, that's how I felt about that situation and a lot of situations in hindsight looking at them. I'm like, wow, like I really didn't go all the way. And in earlier years, I for sure was very much like, I deserve this thing, you know? I deserve this to happen to me. And when you think about it, it's like, how many other fucking people are thinking that way and not doing anything? They're not getting off their ass. They're not doing anything. And it's like what we've been talking about mainly like off – the podcast, it's like and something I've been saying to like
talk about stuff we talk off the podcast on the podcast dude.
But like I've been saying it to like people in my life and I don't necessarily apply it to me all the time, but it's like, you know, nothing that's worth anything to you as a human being is gonna be easy to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, like changing your body, changing your habits, changing your health. It's like
mentality.
It's all going to be a struggle. It's all going to be a challenge. But like the rewards, you know, it's such a common thing to say and you can say it over and over again, but like the rewards from those things are tremendous.
Yeah.
And they outweigh like the sort of, well, they actually probably are like on par with the opposite. That's why it's so easy for us to stay in like in the dark zone, in the sunken place. It's like, it's such an extreme, you know, but it's so easy to like look at all the bad stuff and just be like, I'm a piece of shit. Let me just eat like all of these fucking
Twinkies
and chill. But like, yeah, the rewards are better. And that's why I like do want to try to step up and achieve a little more. And
yeah.
And I don't know. Money does buy happiness, man.
Yeah, to an extent, for sure.
I think it does. I mean, you obviously
sacrifice
a lot of stuff.
I don't think it's like 100% either way. Like,
yeah.
You can't say like, I mean, personally, one thing I found myself saying a lot to myself was I'd always catch myself being like, I wish I had money. And then what I would really want to say was, I wish money wasn't as valuable and worth what it is. But in and of itself, it's like a double, they're complete opposites because it's like neither one is right. Like,
right.
You shouldn't want to have money, and money shouldn't be as valuable as it is. But these are concepts within your own head, so you got to like be like, how can I apply like my own mentality of that to find the middle ground within the society where money does matter,
right?
Like, And if you want to be comfortable, you need a good amount of it.
Yeah.
Or at least enough to kind of, I don't know. It's like you don't want money. You want money for the things you want to do.
Right.
Or you want to have, like, you want to build a studio to record music. You want to make a movie. You want to, I don't know. You want to have a nice house to house your family in. So
you
like
have,
your kid can have a good life or whatever.
You want to have better gear to do a podcast that'll be maybe a little more successful.
Which, like,
than
you
it
know,
is.
We are totally down for my contributions,
PayPal?
Donations.
Yeah, we'll accept PayPal and Dogecoin.
No, we're doing pretty good for what we got. I mean,
yeah, for what we got.
It's a start.
It'll be cool to have, like, better gear and all that stuff one day if it
maybe
ever
not do it out of a bus.
Yeah. But
it's still pretty cool in my opinion. But yeah, you get that, you got to start punk rock, and then, you know, you get to, you start out with the, you know, Bleach, like Nirvana's first album, then you get to Nevermind. You know, never mind. You're a little bit better, and then you get In Utero, and then
and
you kill
on MTV,
yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then you then you kill yourself.
You kill yourself, or the FBI talks to your wife since she was 13, and you kill yourself.
That's why you kill yourself, because your wife talked to the FBI.
Just in case anyone wants to, I don't know if you've seen this, Soaked in Bleach, an amazing documentary interviewing a private investigator.
Oh, yeah. Me and Libby both watched that. And
you know what's crazy is
that even made Libby go, what?
You know what's really crazy? Ben, my coworker, he worked on that film. Like, and, like, would find, like, documents and shit for, like, the people.
Wow.
So, shout out to Ben. Ben.
Yeah.
No last, not going to throw out last names, but Ben. You know who you are.
Ben the landscaper.
Shout me out. Benihana.
Ben and Hana.
I have an affirmation thing, too. You know what? Maybe that's how we should kind of get, either close out the episodes or, you know, kind of just have them in there. Because I kind of like those.
Oh, just like affirmations?
Well, just like, you know, instead of, because I'm really hesitant. I'm not ripping on anybody, but I really don't, you know, I'm not a big fan. I don't want to personally do them on, like, my Instagram or my story, you know?
Like, yeah, because they are kind of, like, a little hokey. And
but
a little,
I will shamelessly do them on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But
what do you got?
And also, this is, like, totally, I'm totally going to misquote it. And guess what? I totally read this off of someone's Instagram. But it's to the effect of, like, so, like, you know, you, like, fill a bathtub with water. And try to stop the agitating of the water with your hands, and it won't work. But leave the water alone, and it'll calm itself.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which is not to say, like, don't fucking do anything. Everything will work out and fall into place. But it is, like, it's more of an affirmation of, like, sometimes when you're trying way too hard to fix shit in your life, sometimes.
And it's a visual cue, too.
Yeah,
sort of.
It's like,
you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's like time. I mean, but I did think about, I was like, well, I mean, but then you're like, well, if I put my hands in and I don't move them, it'll calm. But that's still, it's the same as, like, not putting your hands in at all.
Oh, yeah.
If you're
but
trying
then you
to
even
actually physically calm the water, it'll, like, you'll just constantly agitate it. Whereas I think it's more of a,
well, and you're right, though. Like, it's like you can actually break that down even more. It's like, oh, if I put my hands in the water and then just chill, it'll calm down. It's like, yeah, but you can't stay still.
You can't bring,
like,
it back
even
out
a little,
without agitating.
Yeah. And also even, like, the slightest movement, the water, even just you breathing. You can't be completely still in there.
Well, it's such a cool, it's like you draw a bath, you let it sit. So basically, like, you have a problem in your life, you're trying way too hard to fix it, just like agitating the water with your hands. Whereas if you just let it go, let it resolve itself in time. Not that this applies to every single problem, but those ones that you're driving yourself crazy.
Oh, oh, definitely.
Like,
step away
and observe, and it'll probably help you.
Hey, without wigs, man, there's no surf. Oh, man, double overhead, man. Dude, look at those lefts over there, dude.
Oh, it's fucking peeling. It's peeling.
My skin is peeling.
Forgot to put on SPF. SPF 50. Well, it looks like
we're at about an hour. I didn't even notice that until we were at 30.
It's so funny, because coming into this, I was like, how are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Every time I think
I don't even know if we talked about anything this last
we
time.
Did we got I think that was I really I miss your sheets with stuff.
Me
but
too.
I'm liking these.
It's just been like a crazy couple weeks.
No, which is totally fine, because I should be and I should be writing things down as well. It shouldn't be just you. But
yeah.
I'm like really bad at like all of that. I don't know. It's like you don't even watch the. I watch the news. I go on all this shit. I should really write some. I don't know. I guess I just bring it up. It's just there.
Yeah, and I mean, eventually, I do want to, like, you know,
I don't know if we talked about this on the
last podcast, but like some people have like pointed out that, you know, the show so far has no like kind of concrete elements to it or whatever.
I've actually heard that in person,
and that's fine. I mean,
totally get it, but we're young. We're real young.
We're babies.
Real young. And watch, you know what? I bet you $100 we get a solid, like, you know, like, way that we do the show, and people will be like, it's too, like, conforming.
Yeah.
Like, I really like when you guys talked about every. You know what? We're never going to please everybody. Yeah. But
I mean,
I respect that we do need a little more structure, but I feel like we're easing into the structure more. Without the use of substances, I think it's getting a little bit better.
And we're just, like, getting used to...
We'll see after you guys see what we get the feedback on episode 4 and this one.
Right.
I'm nervous.
We'll see. I mean...
Because it's kind of fun to watch, like, you know... I mean, I don't know if it was fun to watch Vince get really stoned. I'm sure it was, but I'm sure it was really fun to watch me just, like, get completely crazy and drunk and be just weird. Because sometimes it's fun to watch, you know, like a building burn.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think that I said it the last podcast is like there are so many other shows that do it. You know, they have their drink and they have their smoke on the show if they want. And, you know, like maybe we'll bring that back in. But at this point, I think it's fine without it, you know,
because I feel fine.
It's just how I feel about like the one of the kind of realizations I came to the other day is like. I'm going to like see how long I can go. I might. Personally, like, see it, like, how long I can go after October, like, just, like, holding my breath even, you know, under the water as long as I
can. It's gonna be weird, though, when you know. It's gonna be so different when you know it's not the pressure of the doing the sober October, and it's your own decision.
Right.
It's your own choice to be, like, which I'm... Definitely, like, I'm finding that doing the Sober October is easy to be like, I'm not drinking for a month.
Right.
But I'm kind of nervous when it's November 1st and I'm like, I'm like, I can.
Right.
You know, but it's like, where is our mentality going to go? We'll see after like 2 more weeks of being sober.
Right.
2.5 actually, because October ends in like the middle of like after the second week.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, I just want to like push it along a little bit personally, just because of the idea that I've spent so much of my life stoned. Like, do I really need to like make sure that it stays that way, or do I need like I've smoked enough in my lifetime to like help.
To know.
Anyone else could smoke, like, use that and spread it out through their life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And maybe a fine life. But it's like, I don't need to, like, it's just like, and that's what I'm realizing, you know, none of us need to do any of this shit. We just like to, but it's about taming the animal, you know, taming the beast. And
I think a huge thing is, and I think for you, I guess this would be more of a thing is like, it's, and for me personally, it's the doing it alone. It's like, it's one thing, like, I mean, but that's the thing. It's like smoking. I mean, like, yeah, when we were kids, we'd all smoke in a group, but it's like, you're not like at this age going to go like, hey, let's smoke a bowl. You know? But for me, it's like the drinking. It's like, I would socially drink with people, but I would drink a shitload by myself.
Yeah.
And that's where that's the thing I want to stop, because it's just like,
same here. I mean,
I do not need to be by myself drinking a 12 pack or whatever. I don't need to be getting hammered alone. Right. Like, and I don't need to be getting hammered really at all. But I want it to be like, I want to go back to the social aspect of it and having it be like, oh, we're
and
all
like a reward system in a way, you know, it's like,
we're not rewarding for fucking everyday shit. Like, not like, oh, I finished work. Yeah. I'm going to get drunk because I deserve this. Like, it's gotta be something like, it's the week. Like I worked for the whole week.
Right. Right.
I'll have a beer.
Yeah. I'll like, have six, but. I was talking to actually Parker the other night on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. Cause he like, he was like, go, like, get it, boys, when he saw that picture of us working out. And we just, like, started talking about working out and diet and all that stuff and weed, because he was saying that.
Shout out to Parker.
Shout out to anyone that we know that's doing Sober October.
Everybody. Y'all strong. Yeah. And if you're not doing it every single day and you're trying, it's still fucking trying. So don't even feel bad.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say.
And I don't want to fucking seem like holier than thou and like saying any of this shit. But seriously, like I respect everybody I've talked to who said even thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because seriously, it's
hard to change the way.
It's so great.
Yeah.
No, but it is.
But awesome. Not to like throw. I'm not even throwing Parker under the bus. I think he doesn't mind that I'm going to say this. If he cares, I'll just cut it. Whatever. No,
well,
but
we won't know if he cares.
Well,
until it was aired.
And then we'll cut it.
The way
but
you
anyway,
worded that.
No, it's not bad. But I'm just saying, like, I think he's honest about this. But he still puffs. He just doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And everyone can do their thing their own way. Sober October. It's like whatever you think you may have like the most trouble with or whatever. But and the thing
alcohol,
is, he doesn't smoke all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He smokes at the end of the day to kind of like relax and have a little. It's a reward, that's what I want to get to is the end of the day. Like if nothing else, I'm like, and I'm smoking every day after this. Like I want it to be at the end of the day, and if it's Saturday, Sunday, maybe I'll puff like, you know, afternoon or something like that. But it's like. I've never smoked like, well, I'm not never, but I was never like a
Wake
person that I never woke and boked. I never did that shit really because it's just like, you know, we all know it's like, it's just you're gray the rest of the day, you know?
Yeah.
But,
I used to get stoned before we go to, me and Parker used to get stoned before we go to school and I would be fucking garbage like all day. Yeah. I'd be asleep like when I got to school.
It's just like no way to be. But yeah, that's the whole thing I want to take away from all this. And that I'm already aware of that like something will change. I guess if I can just add like a little wisdom, but just a thing. But what you just said, you were like, I'm a little nervous about November. I think the way that people should be in their lives is just like, cut that out and just be like, I know. Even if there's a slightest chance, because you are human, that like you could fall back or whatever it is that you say you're nervous about.
I really fucking don't want to go back.
But I'm just saying, just like it's really about having the confidence and just even like there's two things here. First of all, we don't need to tell the world anything that we're going to do. And that's like a common like
I'm just nervous. That's
I'm just all. Saying like like, you know,
like I said, there's 2.5 more weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still like there's still going to be an immense amount of sobriety.
Oh, yeah.
But it feels more obligatory. Like from day one, I was like in my head, I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not doing that fucking day by day fucking bullshit. I was like, I'm not drinking every fucking day in October.
All right.
I was like, and I'm not. Well, I didn't. I was on the fence, actually.
About we had
a little bit of a rocky start to coming into October, and I actually thought we were both going to kind of bail. And I remember in my head, I was like, those voices. I was like, man, I kind of hope Vince bails because I just kind of don't.
That's
want
what I
him.
Thought. That's
but then
I
once it
you.
Started, I was like, fuck it. I was like, I don't smoke weed anyway, as much as I, you know, not enough to condone like stopping. So I'm just not going to do it at all. And then I was like, and I'm just not going to drink every day in October. I'm not being like, it's day one. I'm not drinking today. Focus on today. I was like, no, you're not drinking every day in October. Right. There's not a day where you can sit there and go, you know, oh, I can have a drink today, or you like cave. And honestly, I've felt the urge. I'm not going to sit here and be like superhuman, but it's not been like unbearable because when you spend so much time doing something like that, you know how it feels.
Right.
And you don't know how it feels to be the opposite for a long period of time. So it's like, might as well try it. It's not like I'm feeling any worse.
Right.
I feel better. I feel way. I know, like, I think Bert Kreischer and other people have said, I feel so much less like sad or depressed for no reason.
Right.
Like I feel so much better. I literally, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I have thoughts of killing myself before, but yeah, I did because I was drinking a lot and it just puts you even into a further depression where you're not like, I'm seriously going to do it, but you think about it and you joke about it. And like, I don't think about that shit. Like shit's been pretty positive in my mind and it's been nice. I don't mind it at all.
Oh yeah.
It's welcome.
It's definitely good to be like, because then also like, it's about like discipline too, you know, and there's something to be said about the discipline of like you know, dealing with your shit. So it's like,
yeah.
If you're only dealing with your shit and you're fucked up while you're dealing with it, how much are you really, like, sorting out? You know, like,
well, it's crazy how much
you deserve to be depressed and have all of yeah. those feelings that you were talking about, but sober.
Yeah, well,
and deal with them.
That's what I'm, and it's crazy. I'm not saying this is the way it goes all the time, but it's crazy, like, with shit I've had problems with and things that were problems besides my drinking, like personal problems and things, how quickly they diminished in their importance and in how they affected me when I could deal with them, when I could actually deal with them and not just bury right. them in drinking or, like, avoid them. Like, they seriously got dealt with for the first time, like, in a really long time. I've actually, like, been able to, like, be, like, in my own head and actually kind of be like, you know what, I don't need other people to help me figure this out. I can make my own decisions and, like, be like, you know what, like, I'm like, resolving these things. I'm not just going to let them, like, rule me and, you know, resolve themselves around me. Like, I was, like, kind of kiboshing on them right. in my own head and being like, no.
Well, that, what you're talking about, kind of, to go back to what you said about, like, the water, mm-hmm. the water thing. It's like that you said that it doesn't apply to everything, and I think that's one of those things.
Yeah.
You don't want to, like, just, like, be hammered and let the, like, let everything yeah, just, like, calm down. It's like,
well, the drinking was kind of like me trying to settle the water with my hands, and taking my hands out of the water was like stopping drinking, and I right. finally got to look, and, like, all of a sudden everything kind of, like, came clear, and I was like, oh shit, there's, like, a storyboard right. here that I can, like, delete this scene and, like, yeah, delete yeah. that, because they have no relevance in my life anymore, you know, like,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Shit's become clear.
But yeah, let's wrap up. Definitely. Oh, what I was going to say about, fucking the dynamic of the show and stuff, you know, we do want to, like, head back kind of, like, to a middle ground of what those first couple episodes were sort of like, or at least what I was, like, kind of envisioning. And then, you know, things happened to, like, kind of get us into this place and into obviously Sober October. But,
yeah.
You know, we do want to have more fun on this show, obviously, and, like, yeah. have, like I don't know, skits or just whatever. Some
yeah,
little
we'll get
silly shit like that. But that will all come in due time. And also,
we do, believe it or not, even though our lives aren't, like, that crazy, we do have kind of busy lives.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got to make time to get together and do, like, especially skits and stuff. I mean, we can do it. It's just we're going to.
There was, like, one episode we did.
We're just starting Sober October. Once we get our kind of heads together, we can.
There was, like, one episode that we didn't release before we even started, and we had a skit in that, but it was just, like, we never released that episode.
Mm.
And
I remember that.
Yeah.
Where you forced me to act.
It was funny, though.
Yeah.
But
we should do, like, straight up, you know.
Yeah.
Full on. Well, I mean, we have to do skits on here as well.
So yeah, a couple things. If anyone's listening still, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You just wasted an hour.
Yeah, seriously.
But you know, I've talked about it before. I want to, like, get obviously the website going, but I also want to get maybe a Patreon going or something like that. We're not obviously, like, desperate for money, but it'd be nice to have that out there to facilitate some things. I feel like that alone would help facilitate things like skits and stuff like that.
And or t-shirts or merch.
Definitely
or
it would help out with
websites.
That. Because, and it also might, I mean, the t-shirts might come before, like, Patreon yeah. and stuff like that, to be, like, a sort of a
definitely
gift to our Patreons. And also, like, there are some things that we'll talk about eventually, but, you know, some things that would be awesome for, you know, people that, you know, help support this would be, like,
support comes from you.
Special episodes, like episodes specifically for them. You know,
oh,
if
yeah,
they have something
yeah.
I want to talk about,
because we know you guys would love to have that.
Or like, you know, even we do have one episode that will come out at some point. That's sort of like, it's not a special episode or anything, but it's just like an episode that we didn't release that that can be released. It's just it just was never released, and so, like, who knows? Maybe it'll be stuff like that, like, you know, some unseen stuff that's available that they can see. But anyway, I do want to, like, shout out just, like, a couple people. I want to shout out the same, first and foremost, the same group of people that I've shouted out a bunch of times on the podcast, and that's Momentous Voice Productions. They constantly hit me up just to check in and see how we're doing and offer some advice and some support with the sound, because we've constantly had some issues with this like little hissing noise. I don't think you hear it this episode, but oh, there it is. But yeah, they're just like a great group. They've got a podcast. Just like, let me pull it up because I forget the name of their podcast. Old Sounds and the New. And it's a podcast kind of specifically for Game of Thrones. But they have a studio that they let other podcast people use, I think. Or they just use... or maybe they work on it together. I don't know too much. Sorry. But like the Birds Informer is a podcast, and they work out of the Momentous voice production studio. And I think there might be a couple other. But anyway, shout out to them because they're real cool. but also shout out to this guy that I've been talking with. I told you about him. Connor Churland, I think that's how you say his last name. Sorry, buddy, if I got it wrong. Connor Churland, he's a musician. Oh, wait. Here's what his info says about how to say his last name. It's Sharland. It's Sharland. Or maybe Sharland. Sharland. Because it says share, like the singer. Land, like the ground.
Sharland.
I just want to say his new EP, The Choices of John Still. It's out now, available everywhere. You can go to Connor, Connerchher land.com to look at his website. I look at his Instagram, often. He does like a lot of interviews, and I think he's on a bunch of other people's podcasts. We've been talking about maybe having him on our podcast at some point. He just seems like a real positive dude and just productive. He's constantly playing music around, and I think he's out of California somewhere. I don't know where, but everyone's nice. From California. But check him out. Check out his Instagram, Connor Sharland. He wears a lot of cool button-up shirts. And but anyway, was there somebody else that I wanted to give a little shout out to?
I got a shout out.
I'll go for it.
Shout out to Cody and Cambria. Just released their newest album, The Unheavenly Creatures, Vaxus Act 1. It's an excellent album. Check it out. It's very good.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told you. Connor Sharland loves Coheed,
too. Yeah, that was the other thing. So, yeah, Sharland, let's talk about some Coheed.
Let's talk about Coheed.
Also, on a side note, Vaxus Act 1 is part of a pentology, so it's actually the first of a 5-part album series, which I do not know how you planned that out from the beginning, but good on them.
Also, shout out to just a couple of people that follow us on Instagram that we follow as well. Because we don't necessarily talk. I think we've talked a little bit, or I've talked to this guy, Andrew Steiner. He's a comedian. I think he's in New York. He's trying to get the fuck out of New York. Check out his Instagram. It's kind of funny. Oh, I shouldn't say kind of funny.
That's wow, weird. Some shout
I'm
out.
I'm just like kind of like looking and not. Okay. Not thinking entirely, but anyway, it is funny. He's just got a lot of like kind of meme stuff, but also like just silly pictures that he takes, and
yeah,
he also does a lot of like live Instagram things. And I just want to see if I got anyone else that I want to shout out. Man, I gotta go take a big old poop when I get
home. My fuck.
Yeah, not really. We have a lot of followers, a lot of friends that follow us and stuff. Trying to be better about the Instagram and about connecting with some of these people.
We get better at these times because now we're over an hour now. We're on hour 15.
Shout out to Vaudevillian. Check out Vaudevillian.
Yo.
Vaudevillian villain, or what, with an extra L. Is there two L's in villain?
No,
villain?
Dude,
Vaudevillian.
It's Vaudevillian.
Just look up how to spell it.
Well, no, Vaudevillian is, it's like the vaudeville scene. I always thought it was Vaudevillian, but it's Vaudevillian.
Yeah, yeah. He's on Spotify. He's got some songs out there, and his Instagram, he's starting to get, he's preparing to go live and do live shows. So that's really cool. But anyway, thanks for listening, and thanks for letting us waste your time a little bit.
A lot of it.
Where's our social?
Give me your social media.
Oh, yeah, I'm Blake_Sylvia on Instagram. That's my Instagram if y'all want to follow. I've actually gotten some new followers since we started this podcast, but I don't know if they're from me saying it. I think they're just
wonder.
I don't know. Some of them are like whack ass accounts, but I still let you guys follow me. So
yeah, our Instagram is Point Nemo Podcast. Twitter, at Point Nemo Show. Email thepointnemopodcast@gmail.com.
Do we even use the Twitter?
I hardly use the Twitter, but most of the things that I post on Instagram, I link to the Twitter and stuff like that. But
networking.
Twitter's weird. I don't know how to get followers on Twitter because even when I use it, I hashtag, I do the same thing I do on Instagram, but we have zero followers on Twitter.
That's fine. I don't like Twitter.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's just another Twitter thing for faded. Eventually. And then also YouTube us, Point Nemo Podcast, to watch these video versions. You're listening to this now on Tuesday. If you're listening to just the audio, and the video version comes out tomorrow, so look forward to that. I feel like there was just one other thing I wanted to say. I don't really know,
but
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. And if you want to work with us in any way, let us know. Email us.
Definitely email. We need something.
Yeah,
something. Just email something. I don't even care. Just like hi.
Or hit us up on the Instagram message. Some people.
I guess
have
a lot of
that.
You guys we do talk to in person.
Yeah, a few people have hit us up on Instagram Messenger too.
Oh yeah, I actually don't have the account information, so I don't read any of that.
Oh man, oh, just God, keep dude. Shitting my pants a little bit.
All right, maybe.
Yeah, I guess we'll just close out.
All right.
But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you. See you next week. Oh wait. Forgot.
Extra.
Yeah, I forgot.
After the credits.
Yeah, Ben.Nemo on Instagram.
Can't sorry, bud. Ben. Sorry, dude. So yeah. Quiet over there. Yeah,
check him out. He posts pictures of like nature and other things like that.
And takes pictures of us and does the production. And
thank you so much, bro. Dude. But, all right. See you in week 3 of fucking sober. Sure. Oh.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.